But the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sin you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put a finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. Gospel of the Lord. Every year. And usually at the end of the march,
This is a group of young ladies who had the abortion before, came out and to speak of the voice of being in peace. There was one lady. She said when she was about 16 years, she had a boyfriend and then got pregnant. And then the parents pushed her to the doctor for abortion. It seems the problem solved, but never in her heart being at peace. I think one day she'll make a real and thorough confession, then she'll get back her peace. Peace is something God given. It's something divine. So that's why Jesus so important always asks us to do well the will of God. If it is not the will of God we are doing, we lose our peace. Does it work? Whole life without peace? You seem to be at peace. Nobody knows. But that if you did something seriously wrong, you lost this grace. You lost peace. That's why Jesus today, three times, all the time in his first appearance, peace be with you. 30 years ago, in Medjugorje, Our Lady appeared to six little kids that time. The second day on the 25th of June 1981, the message is peace, peace, peace. Of course, this peace included national peace, social peace, and personal peace. It's so important, the message of Our Lady. And we thank the Lord, He gave the Church this beautiful sacrament of reconciliation. Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins to forgive are forgiven, whose sins to retain are retained. We priests, we don't have power. See, it's only Jesus who has to say the words. Your sins are forgiven. It's Jesus himself who said, who said this. We just got his instrument. So all the time when you come for confession, you come before Jesus. He is the one who listens to you. He is the one who knows you. He will console you. The priest might not know what to do, what to say. But by that time, the Holy Spirit is present. He will give you the right thing at the right time. So thank the Lord for this beautiful sacrament. Lastly, Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. You can see from the gospel, those disciples, they didn't believe. Even some saw Jesus when he tell the other people, no, Thomas, unless I touch his soul on his head, I won't believe. Jesus understands how much effort we have to believe. And many times we might have this attack of disbelief. Why this happened? Why that happened? Why this happened to me? We always ask him God question, are you really love? If love, why I suffer? Why my family suffer? In this way, but not the others. We always ask him this question. But you can understand. If you exchange the cross of one another, you find the cross is lightest. So don't think that the others have the cross is better than yours. No. Each one of us then should us. God give us all the sufficient grace to take our own cross. If anything, any difficulties come into your life, He has already given you sufficient grace to go ahead. Just have peace. Just believe. If you are not doing something correctly in your conscience, make a good confession so that your life can be renewed in peace. That's why many times we will say, oh, we want to renew ourselves, we want to better. But you are indulging some little things. There's already a loophole that you cannot go ahead. That's why Jesus tells us, you have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect. In this sense, we have got the space to grow, to change. Jesus is with us. Just believe it's not for you. So that's also one of the message of Sister Faustina 34 years ago, asking her to give the message to the world. These two lights from his heart. White means water, red means blood. Jesus is the one who cleanses our sins. He gives us fullness of life. Trust, the Chinese word is the meaning. You don't understand what you think. In the English, Jesus, I trust in you. And this is the proper word that we don't live very much. Jesus knows us very well. We say we believe, but you don't trust a lot. And that's why this little phrase, Jesus asks us to start again. Jesus said, I trust in you. In his life. So all the time, when we come up for communion, take Jesus into your heart. Keep it as a living tabernacle. Enjoy his peace. Only in the Lord we can have true peace. I believe in God, Father.